Today's program is brought to you by Regional Access. Regional Access is a regional distributor committed to creating sustainable economies throughout the Northeast. For more information, visit regionalaccess.net.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's 5 o'clock and it's Wednesday, and if it's 5 o'clock and it's Wednesday, you're listening to me, Phil Colicchio, on the Heritage Radio Network, hosting The Business of the Business. That's the show on Heritage Radio that explores the business side of the hospitality industry. And the hospitality industry, as you all know, hustles and bustles. If you missed this show live... Well, you're not going to miss it live today. You're getting it taped today because we've got an extra special presentation for you. But if you miss any of our shows, you can go to www.heritageradionetwork.org, click on to the Business of the Business icon, and you'll get right into our archive library where you can hear all of our past shows, and you can see all the great shows that exist on our network. Of all the great shows that exist on our network, though, I think I've got the most fun job this week. It's Super Bowl week, and I am here with Lonnie Sweet, who created the 50-yard line lounge right in the middle of Manhattan. We're coming to you from the Rums of Puerto Rico tent, a creation of Lonnie's. Lonnie, thanks for taking the time out in this busy week to talk to us.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks for having me.
You're kidding me? It's an honor. It's an honor to be with a guy who really took the bull by the horns, man. I presume that the National Football League did not call you up and ask you to do this.
They did not ask me to do this. No, this was not an officially sanctioned NFL event. So yeah, I took it by the horns and tried to create something that. That I keep telling people is an homage to New York City. And so from a hospitality perspective, what that means is making sure people coming into the city have an opportunity to taste all the great food from New York City. So we've got 80 chefs.
It's incredible.
All New York City chefs except for one, the Rums of Puerto Rico lounge chef. His name is Mario Pagan, and he's actually going to be doing interpretations of New York City food from a Puerto Rican standpoint. So the idea was to create a place that people could come in from out of town, get a chance to taste everybody's food from Mark Bourgeon to Michael White to the Melt Shop to all these great flavors of the city.
It is such a good idea. It is such a huge idea, and it is... You know, homage to New York City is one thing, I think, but an homage to entrepreneurship and the entrepreneurship that goes into hospitality, you know, I think is what grabbed my interest. You know, Lonnie, we've known each other for a while, but I think a little bit of your background, you know, for our listeners will help put this into context. You were originally out of school. You were a sports guy, right?
I was, and I am. Yeah. So I spent, the first 10 years of my career representing athletes. I should say, I started coming out of the industry in the event business. Mm-hmm. I worked at the Tennis Hall of Fame and Wolf Associates. When I worked for the Patriots, it was all event stuff.
Hey, the Wolf Associates, that's an iconic group.
It was.
That's an iconic group in my world. Bob Wolf was one of the people who changed the game in terms of sports figure representation.
One of the originals. Yeah. So I was an event guy and then quickly realized that sales was where I needed to be and that was the generator of revenue.
Right.
And so I started representing talent. So I represent athletes, coaches, and broadcasters from a marketing perspective. And all in the business, you know, the marketing side. So endorsements, appearances, speaking engagements, and spent the majority of my career doing that.
Now, serendipity... happened to me when, you know, a hardworking cousin of mine from New Jersey who didn't go to college decided he wanted to cook. And that guy became Tom Colicchio. Yeah, right, exactly. He's got a little couple of restaurants around town. He does okay.
But by the way, I want to let you know, we originally reached out to him to have come to 50 Yard Lounge, and I think that they were too busy. And then last week, a week and a half ago, the general manager from Clickin was on, sent me an email and said, "Hey, how do we get involved?
We're ready."
It was a little too late, unfortunately.
Well, maybe we can have them walk in, because this venue is going to be open to the ticket holders.
It is
from Wednesday morning.
From right now
through the game, right?
Through the game, right? And so, yeah, I mean, listen, he's a big musician, so if he wants to come rock the stage,
you know what? We're going to put in a word. We're going to put in a word for him.
The music that we have. So in addition to the homage to New York City from a food perspective, I hired all local New York bands. So all that next up and coming band.
Dynamite.
Yeah, guys like, you know, Attic Ends and Daniel Bernard Remain. This guy Larry G, who's like the next Pharrell. We got a girl named Kate Davis tonight, who MTV just called, you know, one of the 14 breakout stars of 14. Like, we got some really great New York City music.
Do you have the Pharrell hat?
I don't. All right. Do I? Unfortunately, I'm so uncool. I don't even know what that is.
Gotta bring it in. He wore quite a hat the other night on TV.
At the Grammys.
I wanted to go, though. I didn't want to lose this train, though. I mean, you sort of happened into the food side of that world. Just through a college roommate, right?
Yeah. So,
a guy who I've heard of.
Yeah. So, Mark Forgione.
Yeah, great chef, Mark Forgione.
Incredible. So, his partner at Mark Forgione is a guy named Chris Blumlow.
Right.
Chris and I were partners in college. So we lived in the same floor in college. And when Mark was going through Next Iron Chef, I asked for an introduction, and Mark had already known that he had won. And we just started talking. And, you know, he needed an agent. He needed somebody he could trust. And for me, there were such similar paths of sports to food.
I couldn't agree with you more, Lonnie. What we've seen over the time that both of us have been involved in the hospitality industry is that it's a good part of it, just like sports and just like music, is entertainment.
Sure.
So we've got to make sure not only that our product is great, but that the service is great, and that the people who experience it come out of it knowing that they had a spectacular time.
You know, I got to tell you, I think that it's just scratching the surface. And I know Tom specifically is doing a lot from a business perspective. For me, I'm not a restaurant guy, so I don't run restaurants. And so
that's why this is interesting.
And I think the industry is really about to explode. It's my opinion. And that's why I switched most of my business to the food side, is because there's that element of what's to come.
Yep.
Whether it's starting a Bloody Mary mix with Forge, whether it's, you know, Tom starting a VC fund to help, you know, finance all these different young up-and-coming companies. There's so much to do. There's so much opportunity. It's great.
Yeah, I like you. I keep expecting to see or experience a ceiling, and instead what I see is a wide open sky.
Totally.
So Lonnie, let's talk about this extraordinary piece that you put together here, the 50 Yard Line Lounge.
Now, 50 Yard Lounge.
50 Yard Lounge.
Right.
First of all, I can tell people, but I'd rather you tell them. Physically, tell everybody where it is.
It's directly across the street from Madison Square Garden at 1 Penn Plaza. So it's in the shadows of MSG, Penn Station, corner of 33rd and 8th.
We're excited to do that in New York City later this week. Media day.
We've got a 60-by-90 tent that we put up over an outdoor beer garden that's heated. We got these two existing restaurants, Local and Lucy's, and we took over Cafe Lugo, where we created the Jets House as well.
How many square feet are we talking about
15,000.
15,000 square feet of fun. So that doesn't just happen, Lonnie. The Super Bowl was commissioned for our region, New York, New Jersey region, several years ago. How long have you been working on this?
It's been about 10, 11 months now, from the first thought of it, mm-hmm. the first idea of it, to today. It's been a while. It's been a long time.
You know, incredible. Who have you partnered with people here?
So we've got some awesome partners. So from hey, guys.
Hey, Bobby. Can you just wait 1 minute so I can finish this interview?
Yes.
One, thank you.
We've got amazing partners. So in addition to the New York Jets, which is one of our foundation partners, we've got ESPN Radio, USA Today, we got Rums of Puerto Rico, Nespresso, 888 Poker, Fiji Water, The Daily Meal, Klipsch Audio Speakers, See who else? Celebrity Cruises, which is a great partner.
Yeah.
We got Jim Beam, which is doing all of our spirits. We got, like I said, Rums of Puerto Rico. We got a company called Lieb Wines, which is a local New York winery, to try to stay within our theme of being great. All New York.
Great.
And a whole bunch of other great folks. You know, the partnership I've got with Mary Giuliani Catering, who's been managing our food process, has just been outrageous. So it's not just me. I mean, it's obviously a collection of people that helped me pull this thing together.
No, but you know, look, our show's called The Business of the Business, and the idea of putting that group together, I know it doesn't just happen. Just the same way when we said, hey, the NFL didn't call you and ask to throw a party.
Right.
This was your idea. Lonnie, what kind of investment did you have to make early on? I mean, I know New York City.
Yeah.
Nothing happens without 100 permits. Nothing happens without the fire marshal and the plumbers union and all of that. How'd you do all that?
How'd I do all that? I'm not really sure. Looking back at it now, right now, to be honest with you, I think it took a lot of. I tell people, I don't know if this is PG or not, but at some point you gotta just kind of pin your ears back and duck your head and just go.
Right.
So at some point, I just kind of said, there's no turning back, and I just got to keep going. And I found the right partners to help me kind of finance it moving forward.
Great.
I found the right guys and had to take some risks.
Now, you know, once you do this, I mean, you broke ground. This has never been done in New York City. You know, I think it's the biggest city in the world, the most impressive city in the world, to be able to pull off a 15,000 square foot party in the middle of the city. Is a unique and extraordinary thing. I got to ask you, you've done it once. I'm sure that once the dust settles, you'll want to do it again.
I don't know. You got to ask my family. I'm not sure my kids know who I am right now. And so when they said Daddy Who the other day, I don't know. We'll see. I think every city's a little bit different. Arizona's very different than New York.
Yep.
The idea of bringing sports and food together is something I'm doing very much. So if it's not specifically called 50-Yard Lounge at the Super Bowl, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, the NBA is coming to New York for their All-Star game next year. You've got a lot of events where the idea of food and sports together, it's just a natural connection.
Well, so, Lonnie, you know, I think, you know, first of all, the idea that you're giving out-of-towners and New Yorkers a warm place to come in out of that cold outside, these tents are great. I feel like I'm in Puerto Rico right now.
Well,
I'm sitting in the Rums of Puerto Rico lounge. I think anybody who's lucky enough to get in here and get out of the cold is going to have not just a great time warming up, but a great time watching the bartenders and people watching as well. Also occurs to me, Lonnie, that you know, the 50-yard line, you know, happens every Saturday and Sunday for the better part of the year.
It does.
So maybe this is a movable feast for you.
I think it's a movable feast, and I think the idea again, every city's a little bit different. And I think whether the idea of 50-yard lounge, more importantly, is just the idea of bringing food and sports together. And so how that manifests itself, and where it manifests itself, and what chefs are involved, and what teams, and what players. I think it's just that idea and that concept of bringing them together. And that can take place anywhere. It could take place every Sunday.
I got some people for you to meet, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there are some people that we can put you together with. You know, Lonnie, I know you have a lot to do today. And, you know, I want to respect that. I don't want to keep you here too long. But tell me, are you going to be able to sell tickets at the door here?
Yes, without question.
Great. What should the people who listen to this show, what should they expect in terms of what they'll have to shell out?
Right.
New York City, it's the Super Bowl, so it's, you know, it's not free. Tell people, give us the rundown. Where do they go to get the tickets?
So you can go to 50yardlounge.com, so 50yardlounge.com if you want to buy the tickets ahead of time. At the door, you'll be able to come up. We'll still have some tickets available, hopefully. You know, again, it's obviously either get them online before, because there's certainly a risk of selling out. They range between $250 and $450 right now. That's all access, all day, all night, all you can eat and all you can drink. So you can come in here all day and eat the food from Forge and Michael White and drink some great drinks.
That's cheaper than a 2-star hotel. Long.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I can for $250. I can come in here, spend the day. I can see chefs. I can see musicians. I can see athletes.
250
I can see you.
Today.
Exactly.
250 today, right?
250 today, right?
Sunday will be a little more pricey.
Thursday and Friday are 350. Right. Saturday is 450. And Sunday, actually, we got two sessions that day. So it's 350 both sessions.
I think that's a fair price.
I think if you go to a hotel right now and you're hanging out and you're in for the Super Bowl, and if you get five drinks and they're owed $15 a piece, it's 75. You're gonna. It's not that much money comparatively.
Lonnie, I mean, we could listen. This is an entertainment venue. We can think about it like it's a Broadway show, like it's Spider-Man, where it costs that much money to go see Spider-Man. We can say it costs much more than that to stay in a even a half good hotel right now this week.
Yep.
And you're not going to have nearly the fun. You're not going to have nearly the options that I'm seeing here. You know, I'm blown away by what you did. I'm thrilled that you gave me an opportunity to witness it. I'm hoping to come back later on and actually enjoy some of the spoils of war here.
I mean, don't think you're getting away from that ticket price.
No way.
You forget that we also work together, so I know exactly what you do
know
for
what? You know what? Lonnie, you're exactly right. Don't you worry. I think I respect entrepreneurship enough to pay the freight. We're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with Lonnie Sweet in the 50-Yard Lounge. Phil Colicchio for the Business of the Business. It's Super Bowl week.
Today's program is brought to you by Regional Access. Regional Access is a regional distributor committed to creating sustainable economies throughout the Northeast. This community-oriented company was built on a vision of providing ecologically responsible and ethically produced food to area consumers. During a typical week at the Regional Access warehouse, they help move thousands of pounds of natural and grass-fed meat, gallons of farm-fresh dairy, and tons of organic and specialty foods from producer to market. Having been in the distribution business for almost 25 years, Regional Access's experience and knowledge make them uniquely equipped to build out their region's food web. Up in the Finger Lakes, Regional Access will continue to champion the region's bounty and work toward a sustainable food system for the entire Northeast. For more information, visit regionalaccess.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Business of the Business here on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm here with Lonnie Sweet, the engine behind the 50-Yard Lounge here in the middle of Manhattan, just across the street from Madison Square Garden. 15,000 square feet of party that's going to go on for the next 4 days. And
5 days.
5 days. 4 days. What was I thinking?
Today
5 days.
To Sunday.
Today through
Wednesday
Sunday.
To Sunday.
Wednesday to Sunday. Lonnie, we've seen a lot of statistics that float around about the economic impact that the Super Bowl is going to have on New York City. What did you foresee in terms of additional human beings that will be floating around New York City this Super Bowl week?
Well, so from what I understand, the normal is about 400,000 additional people coming to a Super Bowl city. So New York being that a lot of people typically travel out of New York to other cities, I don't know if that came down or not. Mm-hmm. I think you can look at the hotel industry and you look at the secondary ticket market and you start to see that as indicators for what's happening with the Super Bowl. Both are actually very light right now. So the hotel industry is not doing what they thought they were going to do. The secondary ticket market is getting hammered right now. They're getting absolutely killed. So I don't know if it's that number is lower or Seattle and Denver aren't traveling as well. But we'll see. You know, today is the day that it starts to pick up. Tomorrow really is when traditionally Super Bowl week starts.
Yeah.
And so just so you guys know, this is my 12th Super Bowl. So aha! I've done 12 of these. And so the reason I created 50-Yard Lounge is I knew what I liked at these and knew what I didn't like. And so the idea of being able to know what folks typically do. I've been to every party for all these years, and so 50-Yard Lounge is really that opportunity to kind of extrapolate what I loved, push out what I didn't, and then do this kind of homage to New York City. So,
yeah, I've been lucky enough to attend a couple as well, and, you know, we know, right, because you've done this so often, and maybe the audience doesn't realize it, that the Super Bowl is really the NFL's annual convention.
Yeah.
Everybody who does business with the NFL comes to the Super Bowl because they have a chance to meet, mingle. They do real business during Super Bowl week. And we're not just talking about the owners having a meeting, deciding whether or not to change video replay. You know, we're talking about the people who sell the napkins to the stadiums
from the ground up, the real economics of the NFL, which, you know, by my estimation, is probably the third largest economy in the world behind U.S. and China,
you know,
is, I think, the NFL.
My wife, for so long, has kind of made fun of me because for years, you know, in the sports industry, and even more now in the food industry, you go out with people and you spend time with people, and it's usually over a glass of wine or drinks or going out for a late night. So for me, it's all about relationships, right? And there's an opportunity, especially during Super Bowl, to spend 5 days with people, whether you're having drinks, you're having dinner, you're attending a party, you're building relationships with people. So the idea of being able to strengthen that, and from that comes business, to me is the most important thing. And yes, it is the napkin guys, it is, you know, the athlete marketing guys, it is the signage people, it is all of those. But for me, Super Bowl has always been that week where everybody's there. Yeah. Everybody you want to meet, everybody you want to hang out with, everybody you want to have a drink with, everybody you want to build a relationship is in one place.
You know, Lonnie, I don't think there's a better conclusion than that for the business of the business here on the Heritage Radio Network. That's why I did this show, Lonnie, because I don't think that the public really gets the ballet that is required in order to create hospitality experiences. And we're not talking about, again, like we joked, of course we care about where the parsley is grown, but, you know, guys like us, we care about how much it costs to pick it, how much it costs to ship it, and how much it costs to put it on your plate. That fascinates me. I know it fascinates you. And I know that from people who listen to the show, they tell me they find it pretty interesting, too.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for taking the time out.
Thank you, sir.
The 50-Yard Lounge. Website again?
50-Yard Lounge. So 50yardlounge.com.
Folks, if you got time and you got even just a couple of extra dollars, I don't think there's a better place to be this week than the 50-Yard Lounge in Midtown Manhattan. Phil Colicchio, signing off for the business of the business. Lonnie, let's go get a little rum.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.